This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
If you were listening to us yesterday around about this, it was around about this
time? Yeah, it was around this time, yeah.
I just says, I'm opening up my mind, a friend of mine plays football and all the team are currently doing meditating.
Oh, I just realised loads of teams.
Yeah. And it is, do you know what? It just may be that I just need to open myself up to a few things that I don't usually do or normally do.
Okay.
So I put it on my Instagram yesterday and I got so many replies of people going, try this, try that, try this, try that. So I tried one of them last night and I sat in the bed at 10:30.
Yeah.
Blinds closed.
Yeah.
Lights off.
Yeah.
Just my phone and listened to it. I started laughing. I was like, what in the name of God is this?
Wait, so describe this one. Like, what was it? Did it have little chimes like a ding?
Breathe in, breathe out, which is fine. The breathe in, breathe out was grand.
Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out was grand. Breathe in, breathe out was grand.
Yeah.
Then they were like, I want you to start feeling your senses from your toes to your head.
Okay.
I was going, how can you do that? How can you? So I read about it. So I pressed pause on that one.
Yes.
And started another one.
Okay.
And it kind of was the same. Then I had some chakras.
Oh, I don't. That's out of my field. I wouldn't know anything about chakras.
Do you have 7 chakras in life or whatever?
I have no clue.
Anyway, look, I'm going to try it again tonight because apparently, as you said to me, you texted me last night, you said, there's no wrong way of doing it.
Yes. You just need to find one that's right for you, because by the sounds of it, right, the one that you were doing there is called a body scan.
Okay.
So it's literally like you're supposed, but it's supposed to be like, you're supposed to feel your feet. Like, and you're supposed to like feel your, like think of your feet.
Is that just like normal, like feel them as in with your head?
Like in your mind. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just supposed to like think of your feet. Like, I know. Also, I think I studied musical theatre and we were always doing stuff like this. And I think at one point our teacher was like, breathe into your back. Breathe into your feet.
Oh, the chakra thingy last night. And you're going to see the colour red. Sure, I was seeing no colours at all. And I was going, then all of a sudden your man started talking about the colour yellow. And then he went to orange. Then he went to red.
I mean, so okay,
we
need to.
Where is he getting these colours from?
We need to get you a proper one without the bells and whistles to ease you into it, because sometimes they can be a bit much.
And why are they
for
American?
A beginner?
Why are they American?
Actually, yeah, there is.
I want an Indian man who's about 94 years of age, who's seen life and seen everything, and the music is Indian music as well.
Yes,
I want that, and I went looking for it everywhere and I couldn't find it. I was like, because I've seen all these movies before where people go and find themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. But I just, you know, I was looking for it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find an Indian
well,
man
actually, you
in
know,
his 90s.
I know exactly who to ask. My mom, right? So my mom loves to dabble. My mom does a pick and mix of like different religions sometimes, right? So she would do a lot of Buddhist practices, right? So she has a Buddhist sangha that she'd sometimes choose to do it out in Finglas. In our local community.
This is all gas around Ireland. There's like the Hare Krishnas.
No, so it's not Hare Krishnas, but it's like a Buddhist sangha. So they would like come together and meditate. And my mum will most definitely have something. She used to go to this place called Plum Village in France, right?
What did it do
and
there?
It was like, there was like Buddhist nuns. And then there was a guy called Thich Nhat Hanh who was like the monk that would kind of like, you know, that would guide some meditations and stuff like that. We can get you. We'll get you to a retreat and you could dance around fires. Maybe that's what you need.
See, that's
scream
what
into,
I want.
Scream
I,
into the fire, Crossy. Scream into the
I
fire.
I want to be in the Hilatara, in the nip, roaring and shouting and going, life!
That can be arranged.
And see, that's what I think meditation is. And I know I'm wrong.
That's not wrong. That could be meditation.
Feel the world. Anyway, there, if anyone has any more tips of where to go or what to do, we'll share. I'll share them on my Instagram later on, because I did get a load of people. Headspace, Calm.
Oh yeah, you just
there's a couple of paid ones as well. I was like, but you get away with that.
I know. There's just loads. You just have to try.
Cheer me self without the paid ones.
You just have to try and find your person on it.
You pray, love.
I know that you love Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, I do. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, she's always... What was it? Didn't you reshare something recently of her talking about how she loves Kerrygold butter?
Donegal, loves pork chops, loves Kerrygold butter, loves everything up in Donegal, which is cool that that's the thing.
I know, of all people, Sex and the City star, Sarah Jessica Parker. Okay, so this is another reason for us to love her, or for us to go, oh, I wouldn't be doing that now. Okay, so basically she is here talking about when she goes on holidays, you know, the way you want to kind of eat where the locals eat. So you kind of ask, like, you know, wherever you're staying, you'd say, oh, would you recommend anywhere?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. So often they will go like, okay, they look at the kind of person that you are and then think of a place suitable. Oftentimes they'll send you to somewhere that's kind of, that might be nice, maybe still slightly touristy, but Sarah Jessica Parker is here saying, no, I want like the proper, like I want something down an alleyway, random.
Yeah, so if you're in Paris, where do the Parisians eat?
Exactly. So she has recently said that if she asks somebody, some member of staff in the hotel that she's staying, like where to eat, she'll go, okay, yeah, that's great. And then wait for one of them to finish their shift.
That's not weird at all.
Not at all, okay? And then she will follow them home. Not like properly home, but to their neighborhood. No, to their neighborhood. She'd go to their neighborhood and then float around the neighborhood and try and see where they eat.
That's very weird. That's very weird.
Isn't that a bit?
I totally get her point on, like, when I go on holidays, I do like to eat what the cuisine is around the area.
Yes.
Actually, if any of you ever go to Lanzarote, I have a great place in Lanzarote that only the Lanzarotes...
Lanzarotians?
Whatever they're called. But yeah. People of Lanzarote.
Yes.
Where they eat. If you ever want good fish, let me know. 087-679-7104. I know of a place.
Oh, see.
We stumbled across it. And I like that type of stuff. But the Irish bars don't bother me. I know some people... That they don't like. I don't mind a little BLT or... steak or anything like that.
Yeah, like I feel it's nice to bump into a fellow Irishman randomly in a place, but I don't want to go looking for everybody in the one. I don't want to go to an Irish bar to be with my peoples.
The best thing you can do is go on TikTok, because all the influencers do the hard work for you.
Oh yeah, that's true actually.
When we went away, like a few places now, even Dublin now at this stage, if you type in things to do in Dublin, there are influencers that will always tell you where to go, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very handy. Also, another thing to always to do is to try and see where lots of the locals are kind of queuing for.
Yes, do you know what I mean? Like queuing places.
You're kind of like, okay, but this once led us astray. Like we're talking about maybe 7-8 years ago, went to Italy and we were in Naples and we saw this huge queue wrapping around down the road for this little restaurant. So we were like, okay, tomorrow we have to go. And you kind of go into this place that it kind of seems like someone's house, and you're kind of more or less in their dining room, and they've kind of shoved loads of tables in there. So we're like, ooh, like we're doing what the, like, you know,
the locals
the
do.
The locals
yeah.
do. And then we got the food and it was inedible.
No, I hate when that happens.
It was inedible. And then for dessert, you know, I thought, no, the food was horrific. But then for dessert, what do? They come around with a big metal bowl of fruit. You just shove your hand in the bowl and get an apple.
But you know what? They were all probably healthy looking.
They were.
And they do want a bit of dirt. No, thank you.
No.
Teo Cruz, Dynamite on the Strawberry. It's FM 104. And I said there, what, 4 minutes ago, I was like, it's lovely weather in Dublin 1. And a lot of people texted in and was like, it's lashing here. We ran out there just during that song.
We're like, maybe, are we going mad? Are we just in our little back studio without any windows thinking wrong? It's so nice outside here.
It's lashing in Lucan, we can confirm.
Yeah, it's lovely in Swords though.
It's lashing in Phoenix Park. That's according to Scott that's WhatsApped in.
It's on our way to us by the looks of it, because Sam said it's raining in Fairview, which is not far from us.
Paul says it's raining in Talla as well. Here's another one. Nope, that doesn't work. Hang on.
Oh.
Here we go.
This is Finglas. It's lashing raining.
So it's raining Finglas as well.
Love it.
But here, we've got good news for you though, because according to your man from Carlow Weather,
Alan O'Reilly, go on, Alan.
We were asking this, does he get paid for any of this?
Yeah, I'm really curious to know. I really want to find out, because even one of my friends was saying, because I was like, oh yeah, the weather's been so nice lately. And he was like, oh, give Alan a call. And I was like, who's Alan? He was like, Carlow Weather, man. And he works in insurance, like, you know, for
so that's not his main gig.
No, sorry. My friend works in insurance and, like, you know, for kind of like holidays and like different kinds of that kind of insurance. And he says that one of the people that he will always ask for, that he will always look to for information,
is Alan
regarding
Carlow Weather.
Is Alan Carlow Weather.
So according to him in the Star this morning, he says lawnmowers are set to roar this weekend with the long awaited arrival of fine weather. According to Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, he says that everyone's going to be out doing a barbecue, lying in the sun, and it's going to be lovely.
Oh, actually, that's very good. That is very, very good news. But I remember talking to Alan like ages ago. So he used to work in IT. And then he was really just, you know,
just mad into the weather.
Had a passion for weather. So he made his own weather station, like, you know, with all the thermometers and everything like that. And then eventually he was able to leave his job and just...
and do all those bits
now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just does this.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, Alan, what are your dreams?
More updates. It's raining in Parnell Square. A light drizzle over by Kevin Street. A Garda station, that's Des in Dublin 2.
So it's snowing in Lusk.
Ballantyre, sunny and lashing. Northwood. Northwood does not look... well, it looks
like
there's rain coming down there as well.
Look like they're coming here.
Anyway, look, in Dublin 1, it's bright. And everywhere else, it seems to be lashing rain.
Oh, come to us.
So I have to ask you a question, okay? And we've brought Jonathan in as well. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning. Good, all good.
So we're all of that age now where I think every single one of us either we're involved with this, or our friends are, that currently rent in Dublin is disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't save money.
No.
We can't afford houses. We're all moving out. We're all whatever. And we're moving back home. Sadly, I can't do that because my family live an hour and a half away from Dublin.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you're probably the same.
Yeah, right. A bit further.
So my friend has had to move home, lives in Dublin, lives in the north side. He had to move home. And this is kind of a lighter side of what's going on at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back home living with his mom. And he actually asked me today to ask this question. His mom, he hasn't lived in home in about 10 years. And she has completely turned into a proper mammy again.
Oh, like mammying him.
Yeah.
Like doting on him now.
And he's getting claustrophobic, but he doesn't want to say it to her.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So it's obviously he's giving her the money. You know, you give your keep for the week.
Yes.
But she's ironing his jocks. His
no,
socks.
Sorry, his underwear.
His underwear. He said that's how bad it is. So his underwear is getting ironed. His bed has been made every day. She says... at the weekend, it only happened once at the weekend.
Okay.
She laid out his clothes for him that she would have done, you know, when he was 12, 13, 14.
Oh, wow.
Now, I said, leave it as is. The poor woman's obviously delighted that you're back in the house. Discuss. Zainab, what would you do?
I would say nothing.
And just enjoy it.
I would say nothing. And kind of obviously because it might be, it's a novelty for he's only recently moved back. So I'd say she's just so happy that he's there. And eventually I think it will peter out. Otherwise, the other side of it is, right, if he was to move home, it could have gone the other way. And it could have been like, she's going to treat him like an adult. And then you're trying to learn how your relationship is as an adult living with your mom again.
But he's 29 and he just says that, you know, there was one incident where he wanted to bring a girl home, but he was terrified because what happens when you wake up in the morning time and Mac comes in to pull over the curtains, you know? Jonathan,
his clothes.
What would you do in this situation?
That's my worst nightmare. And I know my poor mother is probably listening on the way to St. Pat's in Navan, which you were at.
Oh, my old school.
So, I'll be careful with my words. But I would say be one step ahead of your mother.
Ooh.
Like, treat it almost like a game. Like, see, if she irons your jocks, you iron all your jocks. And just...
oh, so she doesn't get a chance to do it, so you're not offending her.
If she makes your breakfast, you get up, you know, an hour before. There's actually a great TikTok account, and the slogan is, could be the move. And it's a guy who tries to outperform his dad at everything.
Okay.
So his dad gets up at, I don't know, 6 a.m. He's from the US, and he reads the paper or whatever. This guy does these experiments where he'll get up like an hour before his dad, have the paper read, have a story prepared so he can talk to him, and he's like, yeah, that could be the move. And like, his dad then tries to up his game and outperform him. So that's what I think. You could turn it into a little game.
Mind games of the house. 087-679-7104. Has it happened to you? Because there's so many of us at this moment in time who have to move home because it's just, rent is disgraceful in Dublin at the minute.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I had to move home after going back, like doing college, and then I moved back in with my mom, and it was that kind of like tug of war between us because we didn't know how to be around each other.
Because
I'm an adult. Yeah. I left the house as a child and I've come back as an adult, and it's that awkward thing. So if I was him, is it mean that I'm like, just let it, just go with it? Hey, she could be leaving out your outfits in a way that you never thought of putting them together. So thank you, mom.
So he's WhatsApping me here now.
Oh, oh God.
He says it's breakfast. She makes breakfast every morning.
Okay.
She does his lunch, so he brings to work. And then there's dinner at home for him every night. And he says that it's lovely and all.
Yeah.
But he says, I'm 29 and I feel real claustrophobic, but I will really kill her if I tell her that.
You know what? I would say embrace it, because it's not going to be for the rest of your life.
No.
I will say this. If I had the choice next week for my mom to cook my dinners, I would bite the hand off someone that offered me that. Because every once in a while, it is nice to get stuff done for you, and it doesn't happen, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It might only be for the next 6 months, the next year, the next two. Just embrace it. It's not like they're locking you up in a shed and throwing away the key.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
And as well, once it kind of starts calming down, once she kind of gets used to him and she's kind of like, oh, I'm getting fed up ironing his jocks, then...
He can.
I know, we need to talk about that. But then he can repay the favor, and he can start making his mom. He can lay out her clothes for the morning and see what she thinks.
Oh, I should have got him on the line, because he's keep WhatsApp and everything's coming. Tell him we can swap houses. I'd love someone to iron my underwear and make my lunch.
Why do you need to iron your underwear,
though? I know,
though?
That's a bit mad.
What sort of underwear do you have? I feel like he's got these traditional boxer briefs.
Oh, like proper baggy, proper baggy ones.
A 30-stone man or something that just has all these creases. Like, I've never... What? Why do you need to iron?
I don't know. Who's that's another life. John just says, ungrateful little beep. The jammy F, someone else says, he's living the dream. He says, tell him to say, ma'am, don't feel like you need to do this for me. That's probably
way of saying it.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, if he moves out, can you say what the rates are? Sounds like an all-inclusive deal.
Jonathan, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
We've literally, I think, made things worse.
Possibly. We haven't solved his problems at all.
Oh, I'd love to live in that house.
I know.
Imagine dinner every single night.
And your undies aren't.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Inst2Grand
with misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, today's Inst2Grand player is Zoe. Zoe, are you there?
It's her partner, Jack.
I was like, Zoe has a very deep voice. How are you, Jack?
I'm good. Zoe's feeding the baby, so she's a good baby.
And come here, have you ever us on loudspeaker, Jack?
I do, I can take you off now.
There you go. One of the rules of the show, no loudspeakers.
There you go. Okay, so we have Jack, we have Zoe in the background, and what's your baby's name?
Baby Ollie.
Baby Ollie.
So you know the rules of the game, 10 questions, you have 60 seconds to answer. We have to accept your first answer when we're doing it. And yeah, you could win yourself €2,000. What would you spend it on?
Probably baby bits, to be honest.
Babies are expensive.
From what I've learned, it's quite expensive. And what's the sleep like?
He's doing good, thank God, yeah.
That's what you want.
I didn't realise it was only when one of my friends had a baby and we were buying stuff, you know, to be like, congratulations on your baby. Clothes for babies are the same price as clothes for humans. Well, they are humans, but you know, big humans, larger humans.
Let's get you €2,000 to try to take the hit off that, all right?
Please go, let's go.
Here we go. What type of animal is Bluey the cartoon?
Dog.
True or false, Alison Hammond was a contestant on the civilian Big Brother?
True.
In the news last week, where in Dublin was a suspected sinkhole found at the time? Was it Summerhill or Sandymount?
Sandymount.
Westport is in what county?
Mayo.
What is the fifth letter of the alphabet?
E.
Ian Sterling is a voiceover for what dating reality TV show?
Oh, pass.
In America, what sport is organized by the NBA?
Basketball, national basketball.
Sunlight helps your skin produce what vitamin?
Vitamin D.
What does the T in the ATM stand for?
Teller.
What year from the 1980s is the title of the Taylor Swift album?
85.
And your time is up. You did very well.
Also very calm and very collected. You're like, dog.
Let's go through these.
Okay. What type of animal is Bluey the cartoon? You answered dog. That is correct. True or false, Alison Hammond was a contestant on The Civilian Big Brother. True, you got that right. That's 2 out of 2. In the news last week, the suspected sinkhole was found in Sandy Mount. You got that right as well. Westport is in Mayo. You got that right as well. So it's 4 out of 4. The fifth letter in the alphabet, I'm sure you also going, is E. You got that right as well. Now, this is the one that you passed on, and I'm sure people were going, no.
Yeah, Love Island.
Yes,
Love Island. I'm just waiting at the end to come back to it.
No. In America, what sport is organized by the NBA? You got that right. Basketball. Sunlight helps your skin produce vitamin D. You got that right as well. The T in ATM stands for teller. You got that right as well. And the year, the 1980s title of Taylor Swift's album was 1989.
I'm kind of glad you got that one wrong, yeah, because I would have been gutted for you if you passed on one and you knew
and
it
you
at
knew
the end
it.
Of it.
Yeah. So you got 8. That's 8 out of 10, okay, Jack.
I'm glad I got that one wrong. So.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Are you not a Taylor Swift fan?
No.
It was a good guess. It's a good guess.
Well, look, have a great day and thanks for playing today, all right? Cheers. See you later.
Bye.
If you think you could have got a 10, let us know. 087-679-7104. That was very close.
I was like, here, call the banker. It's coming.
$2,000. Ching, ching, ching. It is a Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Okay, Shakira, right? We're talking about the she-wolf woman herself, right? So people are always going, ow, are always howling at her, right?
And I would think that anytime I think of Shakira, that song, She-Wolf, I always go, ow, all the time.
I either think my hips don't lie or the hell. Okay?
What was it? Lucky that my breasts are small and humble so you don't confuse them
with mountains.
And the only line I know of that song. And woo.
We love her for it, right? So here is Shakira explaining how the howling came about. She says it happens everywhere she goes.
Wolves howl not only when they're in pain, when they're in danger, they howl as a way to communicate and to connect with their pack. And that's how I feel that I communicate with my audience through my music, you know? It's like howling for me, but we have this friendship with my audience that has endured time and all kinds of things, and it has remained alive for so many years, and it's a true friendship. That's why I think that my relationship with my fans is so special.
I love that.
She's definitely raging, though, that the Awu thing, because I would presume, imagine coming to Ireland. Everyone, oh, there she is.
Awu. I know, she's like, right, okay, how can I make this actually be a thing?
Did you ever watch that Formula One show on Netflix? What's it called?
Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive.
Yes. So I would have reluctantly watched it with my other half enjoying it. But yeah, it's huge. Massive.
Is Lewis Hamilton in it?
I don't know if he... I think he might be. I think it's mostly like Verstappen and those kinds of...
So Lewis is a celebrity. Like, he's a sports star, but he's also a celebrity.
He went out with Nicole Scherzinger. He's been in the tabloids.
He went out with Nicole Scherzinger. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen to this clip here I'm going to play to you, right?
Okay.
So he's over in New York. He's at some fashion thing, okay?
Yeah.
And he's a big name. If you're on a red carpet, this guy's a big name. You want to talk to him. But the reporter is kind of going, oh damn, what do I ask this guy? And just listen to his questions, because he doesn't know anything about Formula One, and fair play to him for trying his best to, you know, keep rocking. Here we go.
I'm really grateful to be in New York. Apart from the weather, it's just a really nice evening.
You drive in New York?
No, I've never driven in New York.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really drive a lot.
You only drive on the track?
Yeah.
So how's that going? What can we expect?
How's that going?
It's going pretty bad at the moment, but there's a long, long season, so there's plenty of time for progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it? What are you going to do to change that? Is there something that you could figure?
It's like working with the team. It's like working, collaborating with people, and just not giving up.
It feels like that was a teacher. And what are you going to do now to change that?
I don't. How will you progress?
Fair play to him.
Do you like driving?
Coming up on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, I think tomorrow we are going to have Alicia Weir in with us. She stars in the brand new Abigail.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Movie.
Yes.
Which is a horror.
You would recognize her from Matilda. She was the Matilda. Now, this is going to be a movie people that have watched Matilda might not be allowed to watch this.
I don't think they'll be allowed to watch it. If you're eight now, right? So if you've just dropped the kids off and they're 8 years of age, will not be watching Abigail for another 10 years.
Yes.
But it's got 86% in the Tomatometer and Rotten Tomatoes. That's big, isn't it?
That is very big. That is very, very big.
Anyway, the red carpet was in Dublin last week. We're going to be having a chat with her about the movie and about starring alongside some of the massive, massive cast that she was in.
Yeah, like Emma Thompson.
Olivia Colman, yeah. She's worked with her.
Huge, huge names.
But yeah, another movie that's in the cinemas right now is Back to Black. We've both seen it.
So good.
What would you think?
I highly recommend going to see it.
Marisa Abel plays Amy Winehouse, and here she is talking about her.
Technically, probably the biggest challenge was singing, finding her voice, you know, as well as like a physical transformation that's just kind of draining. But the most important thing for me was her soul.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I'll definitely give it a watch.
Definitely. And as well, she's singing. She sings all of the Amy Winehouse moments. Not Amy, it's her.
Like you with Fingless Hold'em, eh?
Hey. Yeah. Okay, I want to ask you about vision boards. Your thoughts on vision boards. Do you enjoy them? Do you feel they work? Have you ever done one? Would you never do one?
I think you need to date my other half, because I think that is the biggest load of gobbledygook. And I don't understand. I just...
let me tell you, right? I'm looking at it here, okay? A vision board. This is what a vision board is, okay? It is one of the best tools, according to Oprah, okay? One of the best tools to help you achieve your goals and manifest your dreams, okay?
087-679-7104. Do you use these vision boards in life, and are they useful? Because I know people who live by them and they think they're the best thing ever.
I know, and I think there's actually some courses on vision boards. Or like days, like workshop days where you go and you create a vision board and you like, I don't know, put it into practice or something. I enjoy doing a vision board because I feel like a kid again in school where you get, remember the days where you'd get the really rubbish scissors
and you'd have to tick it off. Like, do you tick it off? Do you kind of go, okay, in August I wanted to go
on holidays, I wanted to run a marathon or
no.
whatever.
Well, what you do is, right, you go through like all sorts of like magazines or you can find pictures online, right? So if you wanted to do a marathon in August, you cut out a picture of maybe somebody running in a marathon or runners.
So this isn't writing now. This isn't like bullet points.
There are no, there doesn't have to be any writing on this board. There doesn't have to be any writing on this board. So even like one that I did years ago, I can't even write. I think like I took like some words out, like success. I think there was a picture of Beyonce. There was a picture of, I don't know, like sun. There was all these kinds of things, right? And like even if it didn't do anything, I felt like I was being productive. I was like, I am getting to my goals by cutting out these pictures and putting them on a little board.
Now that you say it's pictures, I have a friend of mine who, when you go to her house,
yeah,
and you look at her fridge, she's a picture of a model on it, and then underneath it goes, "Stop eating."
Oh,
and again, I think that's bad because like she's beautiful, but
yeah,
it's mad that some people have those things. And imagine that in your fridge every time you open it up for something.
Oh, geez, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be able to do this. Also, I see a WhatsApp coming in about. I know if Oprah. Some people are like, if Oprah says it, I'm out. Andrea says. Nah,
out straight away.
Not for me. Okay, Oprah was the wrong person. She was the wrong person to come with. But I just enjoy doing it. However, my other half came in when I was making one and he was like, "Are you making a ransom note?" He was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "It's a vision board."
I have Zainab. What are you going to do?
I was like, I'm manifesting all the things.
You're okay. Have you seen this wild thing that's going about an outdoor advertisement and a guy standing beside it?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
An outdoor
This has got millions of views online, all right?
Okay.
So basically, this guy, his name is Kyle. It's got 52 million views on Twitter alone.
This isn't the guy who stands with the cardboard signs, no?
No. So this guy is standing, he's standing outside a coffee shop, okay? Yeah. I don't know. It's somewhere in England. And he says, "Found my new local." And on the sign, it says, "Dog friendly, child free." And I mean, it has triggered the craziest Ooh. Of craziest responses. First of all, from people who have kids.
Yep.
And then from people who don't have kids. And from people who have kids and people who have dogs
yep.
that don't like. And it is just, I never knew there was such a discourse with that, because like myself and yourself, we don't mind. Like I would never think about kids ever. You know, it doesn't bother me in cafe
yeah,
shops.
Sure, we had loads of kids over in our house only like 2 weeks ago or last week or something like that, and we had the dog floating around hanging out
yeah,
with the kids.
Grand.
Yeah, but I suppose some people also get so irked when people act as if their dog is their child.
Oh, but, so okay, I guess.
So
that,
I
yeah.
wonder, is that what's after triggering people?
Don't know. If you've seen it, 087-679-7104. He is being lauded and like an amazing fella. Everyone thinks he's great online.
Yeah.
And then there's the opposite side where people are going, "How dare he? And how dare the coffee shop for having dog friendly, child free?" Is that not even illegal doing something like that?
I wonder. Well, because I know that places that can get away with it are the likes of pubs, because it's a pub. And sometimes it's like, you know, you're not allowed to have kids in before. Like, you know, at a certain time, like before a certain time, you know, the way that happens.
Yeah, well, that's late at night. Yeah, that's late at night.
Yeah, but that's a bit mad. That's a bit mad.
I was somewhere down the country a couple of months ago, and it was off for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And I went into this pub and it was like, I'm telling you, it was 9:30. It was close enough to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they were having a darts tournament.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're like, went to the bar, ordered what we ordered, and I turned around and there must have been, I'd say, 7 kids sitting in the corner doing their homework as mom and dad were playing darts. Now, that wouldn't happen in Dublin. Like, again, that's illegal, I think,
yeah.
to have kids there at night. But it was just mad.
That reminds me of a time, like, when I was small in Inishbofin, and my mom would be, like, you know, hanging out with the, it was like the pub that was attached to the hotel, and I'd be just there like, I just want to go and play, and I'd be just doing like a little house of cards, just waiting
oh,
for the time.
Come on, go home. If you want to check out what we're talking about, it's on Twitter. His name is @HiFromKyle, and lovely jumper he's on. Everyone keeps asking about where's your jumper from, but 52 million
wow.
views so far, and it was posted on the 14th of April, which was 2 days ago.
I feel like people either feel very strongly about it or just scrolling past, but That is a statement and a half to me.
He's actually tagged where he got his jumper from, and he's tagged the name of the pub, and then he was like, for dog owners, please send pictures of your dogs. Like, the amount of people gone crazy over this.
Ooh.
Yeah, just stay out of it. You know, kids are fine in places. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Leave them to it.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.